Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. How are you? Oh my goodness, I'm glad I'm here with you. Last night, I didn't know. It was touch and go. So let me tell you what I did this weekend. Friday, I was up at 5 to take a car to the airport, flew to New York, then Philadelphia, then from Philadelphia to Albany, took an hour and a half drive and arrived at the hotel at 12 midnight. Got up at 6, shot a half a day on a movie, drove 2 hours to a different airport, and the plane was delayed, and the plane was delayed, and the plane was delayed, but we finally took off, and I got back to the house around 10:30 last night. Crazy. That's really not a real good match to loving yourself. I'm just always so intent on getting home and being back with Lanny and my dog and my home. I really have to start looking at how I am pushing myself around some of these things, because that's a really good example of that core belief. I have to give up myself to pay for myself. So I have to give up myself with the struggle, with the time, with, pushing myself so hard in order to make the money I'm making, doing the projects that I'm doing. And I preface this by saying, or I follow up by saying, doing everything I love to do. And yet, still, you really have to focus on that balance, okay? The balance. The balance, the whole universe is consistently working to keep itself in balance. This Thursday is our next webinar. Didn't do one in September because, guys, there was no time between my schedule and the flying and all. There was just no time. But this one's going to be a good one. It's your personal alignment for 2023. You know, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes, it takes a couple of months for your focus and your creation to start manifesting in physical forms. That's why they want to give you your core belief, your highest core belief, that you have to get into alignment for 2023 now, so you can incorporate it into your breathing exercise and into the direction of your day. So it's this Thursday, 6 o'clock Pacific time. The easiest way to sign up for it is through the website at iamdwallace.com. Okay, now this was really interesting what they wanted to bring in to the show today. Around the hurricane and the hurricanes and the droughts and all the climate issues that are going on right now, it's a cleaning out of and by the universe. And again, I'm telling you, this core belief, I could write a book on this one core belief. When I value myself, well, the first part of it is when I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. And in this case, it's when I value myself, the universe has to abandon me. Yeah, just sit with that for a minute. When I value myself, the universe has to abandon me. So, you know, we're all one energy. We're all interconnected. And the highest way that the channel explained this to me is that all of our technology, all of our moving forward, all of these things that we're creating, which we perceive and believe, and as you believe, it's delivered to you. We believe that we are valuing ourselves with all this new technology. But if the belief when I value myself, the universe has to abandon me, is in place, then you get all this climate disturbance. And that is energetically, they're saying, is behind this, that we're valuing ourselves so much technologically that we are abandoning ourselves as far as the creation of the planet goes. So it's kind of the same principle that I talked about around what I did this weekend. So I valued myself by creating this amazing film opportunity that I had and being paid really well with kind of sabotaging my energy. And isn't climate energy, isn't everything energy? So, again, there has to be a balance, guys. And they're saying this belief has been in place since the Stone Age, not the beginning of time, but in the beginning of Stone Age, when we started creating fire and, you know, all that good stuff. Takes us to the core belief number one, I can never be God. Well, you are God, but you have to define the God that you are, guys. You can be the God of you that holds balance, that creates everything in your life within balance, or you can be the God of you who is in fear and thinks that they're at the whim of the world. Or you can be the God of you that says, okay, when I value myself, I create balance everywhere in the energy, in my energy and in the energy of the universe and the world and the multiverse for that matter. Okay, so that's what we want to direct, that I am the powerful God of me. That whenever I value myself and step forward and create for myself wonderful things, I create a harmonious and loving balance in all energy, in all dimensions, time, space, multiverses. And so it is. Okay, can I go to the callers? I can. Please have your questions ready. Oh my gosh. Andrew, I haven't heard from you in a while. What's up, dude?
Hello, Dee. Oh, things are just wonderful. I got new awesome headshots with and I'm just so happy and just waiting for them to be retouched.
Great.
I have one epiphany or one thing to mention, and then my main thing. Because I like to watch TV, listen to music, read books, and it's amazing how something can come out. And even you, when you're on your show, when you're talking to people, you ask them for a movie or a song. It's amazing how messages can just pop up for us when we watch something, and all of a sudden there's something that is so like, oh my God, this is like meant for me to listen to.
Yeah, let me tell you, that happens to me all the time. And I have a tablet in the front room by the TV that I take out because I hear stuff. I heard something on Leonardo. We're watching that series Leonardo. And I went, oh, my God, there's something around this I have to bring to the community. So go ahead. Tell me.
But anyways, like I was watching She-Hulk, the latest episode, and, you know, a Marvel show, you wouldn't expect to have something like spiritually uplifting, and it was to do with the main character. But anyway, it was to do with the main character who was hung up on someone, and she went to Klein, and Klein had like a peaceful resort, and she was refusing to let go of what it was, and it was just like oh my God, that is like. It was probably in line with what I'm going to ask you because
it is.
It is in line because it's to do with injustice. I once had a friend who kept telling me, oh, it's just injustice going on with you. And yesterday I got an email because I have an appointment. Supposedly I had an appointment on Wednesday, and that was canceled because of the person had like a double booking, and I felt, well, you know, I was booked on Friday morning, and at first it really, I was taken aback, and I was like, well, this is not right. I mean, I should be valued and stuff like that. And then afterward, and I did two emails. One was saying, oh, well, I'll see you at the time. Oblivious and ignore them afterwards. You know what? I'll just schedule when it's my time. And what is it when it comes to when we feel injustice? I mean, what is it that's going on?
Well, you feel it within yourself. You feel injustice within yourself, and then you attract those experiences to you. Whether they are or not, you will see them through that perspective, Andrew. So I'm going right to your dad. How did you feel injustice with your dad? Like not seen?
Well, like growing up, I we were at odds. I mean, even now we're like at odds again.
We're always talking when I ask anybody about that. We're always talking about conception to 8 years old. So you were always at odds, and it's a true statement, you didn't really feel seen by him, correct? You sure? Okay, because that's clearly what they're saying.
There were times when things were great, but there were it was like the negative sort of outweighed the positive because of the trauma.
So that's exactly what you're describing to me. I got the appointment, which is the positive, and then the appointment falls through, which is a negative, which I learned always follows the positive. Now, the channel is rushing to say you've worked through a lot of that. So these are the last. You have to choose to see the world as a world that values you by always completing and coming through for you.
In a positive way.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Yeah, no, because it's just something that I just was like, you know, I went to Vipassana meditation retreat, and there it's about, you know, being in the flow, being in the moment, and just trusting that everything will work out in the highest alignment. And when I looked back at what happened yesterday, it's like, why did I even let that little cancellation bother me? Because it's just so small. It's not, you know, it's
yeah, but guys,
not important.
That's what conscious creating is all about. Last night, because I always direct my days to go smoothly, especially when I fly, I direct the plane, the flight, the air, the people working on the plane. I direct it all through Divine Love. And so we were ready to board the plane, and the whole damn electronic connection for United Airlines went down. So they couldn't board us. And I immediately went to... great, here it is, you know. And the channel said, I'm sorry, what did you direct? I went, oh yeah, I've got to hold what my direction was, because otherwise I'm doing exactly what we're presenting to everybody out there, is we doubt our direction, we doubt the universe. We go into the negative, we start being unhappy, and as soon as we start being unhappy, our whole direction starts unfolding, because as we know, joy and love is what creates everything. Okay?
Yeah.
So
okay,
just
yeah.
Keep creating. You know?
And go to our heart place.
And always. And I have to tell you, I've done so many auditions, and I haven't booked any of them. And I said, you know, I'm doing auditions to book them. I'm not doing auditions because I love to act. So I got to get back to that. As soon as I did that, now I'm pinned for a show, for another show. And I'm, you know, I'm recurring on two shows right now. So, but that's what I mean. You have to consciously bring yourself back to the place of being positive. And, you know, I sat next to people on planes that would remind me of that. I mean, it was pretty crazy to watch. So anyway, you got your answer, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And great to hear you.
Just keep creating, baby. Yeah, that served a lot of people.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We are going to Katie in Georgia. Hi.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What can I answer for you?
Okay. I would like to attract money, abundance of money, more than enough
money.
It
goes right to know when you say that. You think you do, and it's a true statement that you don't really. So what negative things were you taught about money, Katie?
Well, my mother used to give it to everybody else and not me.
Okay, so I can't get it. That's your core belief right there. Money goes to everybody else but me, and I don't get it. So you've got to start turning that around and work with your little girl, because your little girl is going, no, Big Katie, that's the way it is. We don't get money. And you've got to retrain her and love her into a new belief system. Do you understand?
Yes, but I...
No, but. There's no but.
No, yeah. No, I do understand. I do understand. What I'm saying is I felt I was working with her because she has just some kind of fear. Like, say when I think about money or think about abundance, she kind of goes into what my mother feels about it. Or what
well,
my mother
sure.
feels I can have. and not what I want.
Because that's the way she was taught it works. You have got to retrain her in your brain to know that you are the creation of money, and you love money, and you love your little girl, and ask her if she will trust you now to come along and do this work with you. That's where your gold is right now, Katie. Okay? Money comes to me, and my little girl's working with me all the time to create that. That's your answer. All right, baby? So you do that. You start doing that all week with a lot of love around it, and then let me know. Okay. Thank you. All right. We are going to Bonnie in Arizona. You're on.
Hello, Dee. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. So I want more success in my business.
Yep. When I say you think you can have it, it goes to no. So why have you put a limit on how much success you can have?
Well, certainly in business, I'm working with my little girl, so I'd like some help working with my little Bonnie. I call her Bonnie Mae, my little Bonnie Mae, my little inner child. My middle name is Mae, so Bonnie Mae was my little girl.
Okay.
And
she watched
what happened. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. She watched what happened. What?
With my father and mother. My father had a business, and it caused a lot of struggle in the family. Mother, father, and my brother.
Oh, okay. So if you get more success, you get more struggle. There's your belief right there.
Right. Right.
Well, okay, so you know that, and you know how to turn it around.
So what would you recommend as a statement to really get my little girl to recognize as a new?
You tell me, Bonnie. What's the opposite? A lot of success, I get more struggle. What's the opposite positive of that? When I create more success, I get what?
When I create more success, I get joy and love and abundance
and freedom.
It's easy.
And freedom.
And freedom. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
You know, guys, should I do it this week? No. Next week, I'm going to walk you all through a really powerful exercise with your little child. Okay? So that you really understand how to start working with them. But you have to get their trust, and you have to let them know you love them unconditionally, and that you understand why they put this belief together, and it's not right. And will they trust you then to create a new belief with you so that you both can powerfully get more of what you want? So start there. And somebody remind me next week that I'm going to do this. All right, Bonnie?
Thank you, Dee. Appreciate
okay,
it.
Freedom. Freedom is your highest word.
Okay, yeah, I do talk to her and say she's very bright. I am bright. She was bright. We're very intellectual.
Yeah.
We can be reeducated.
Yeah,
so let's be reeducated now.
Yeah, I want you to reeducate yourself through your heart, though.
Okay.
There's a lot of intellectual people that never shift their energy because they're
okay.
too intellectual. Okay. All right, honey.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks.
All right. We're going to Harmony in Florida. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I need to hire a great lawyer to help me with a bunch of stuff regarding my ex-husband. I have a list of 5 that have been recommended to me. Can the channel
Who's
help me pick
one?
The best one?
Who's number one?
Amber Hill Patwell.
Okay, we're asking the highest question. Yes, but you're not asking it through divine love for everyone concerned. So it's like the Dalai Lama says, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them. Just make sure you stay in love while you're doing it. Because if you don't, you're the one that goes down, Harmony. So
okay.
Picking, we want the best lawyer that serves her in the highest way to receive what she wants and is the highest choice for divine love for everyone concerned. One. I get number three.
Number three, Don Weiger O'Neill.
Yep. Now,
okay.
You have to follow, you're your highest God on this plane, baby. You go
mm-hmm.
into your gut and you feel into it. And you feel which is the right one, knowing clearly that you want to serve you and everyone through divine love in the highest way, which in no way, shape, or form means you don't get what you want.
Great. Yes.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yep. You're welcome. Okay. Susie in Texas, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Can you
Hi,
hear
babe.
Me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. My question is, we have some ghosts in our house that I can see, and they're just,
okay,
what I want is peace and privacy in my home.
Okay, Susie, there's no
yes.
such thing as ghosts, even though I do a lot of horror films about them. What is everything made of?
It's all energy. What am
That's
I seeing
right.
then?
You're seeing energy. That's all
okay.
you're seeing. Don't put a hocus pocus on it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I didn't feel weird about them. Like, I just feel like I want my privacy.
Okay. Well, they're not really there to spy on you. They, you know, energy has a lot better stuff to do.
Yeah, no,
concern
I believe
it.
That for
okay.
sure.
So all energy wants to be free.
Okay.
And all energy wants to have the right to create itself.
Okay.
So talk to the energy in your home.
Okay.
And say, look, you don't need me. Just go back to the light. You know how to do that. Go
okay.
back to the light. Create yourself as divine love in the light and choose how you want to express yourself the next time you come into manifestation. That's all you have to do.
Okay, that's really, really good. I have chills all over, and I like, thank you for telling me not to, like, say that they're ghosts. They're just energy,
it's
and that's
just,
really good.
Guys, everything is energy, your energy. So to say, I don't have enough energy, now, you can have energy that defines itself as being tired.
Yeah.
And every time, yeah, every time I say that, Lanny goes, you're not doing your work.
I love it.
And I want to bust him in the chops. But it's true that in physical form, we can experience being tired. And the more we say I'm tired, the more we direct the energy of us to be tired.
Yes, I get
okay?
that.
Okay? The same
I'm hearing
is
self-love is key.
To everything.
Yes.
To everything, Susie. And
yeah.
this energy that you're seeing doesn't know
yeah.
that. So help
yeah.
it. Help it be free.
Oh, thank you. That feels so much more loving, too.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
that
you.
That served a lot of people. Thank
Love
you, baby.
You. Thank you.
All right, Nancy, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Well,
Hi,
next
darling.
Time you're in, next time you're in Philadelphia and even changing gates, let me know ahead of time. I'll drive down and walk with you to the next gate.
Oh, aren't you sweet. Yeah,
or if you
want to
come, Or
I could have used that laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure. Plus, if you ever go to Philly to, you know, your family there in Doylestown, let me know and I'll go down and pick you up.
Oh, aren't
I'll be,
you sweet,
I'll be your
Andy.
Little personal driver limousine. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, please think of me.
I would choose to look at it as a friend who's coming to visit me and help me out. What question
exactly
can I answer for you, Nance?
Well, you know me. I'm more of a comments person than a question person. So my comment is, to me, I'm focusing, now that I've gotten rid of my death wish and gone through that self-hatred, finally, my self-love, now I feel the difference. Now I get life. Now I see I can win at everything instead of this head holding me back. So my focus is now that I've done all that inner child work, it's on my future self. What do I want to create in my future today, tomorrow, the next day, next year?
Okay, all right, Nancy, hold on, take a breath, because that's
yes.
a really important question. And
okay.
First of all, whatever you want in your future, which is why we're doing this webinar, you have to start creating now.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because past, present, and future all happen at the same time. Got it?
Right.
All right. The second thing is, the clearer about what you want, the faster and more exponentially the universe can answer you.
Yeah. I'm proving that
all
true.
Right.
In the past, like, 3 months, I've met a wonderful girl, then three wonderful men from California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, online.
Tell me what you want in your life to create in the future.
A yummy relationship with a man who has aligned with high integrity and has yummy goals, and we support each other in building, climbing up the ladder together, and our goals
okay.
as a team.
And Nancy, put on the list, and this is very important, a man who
okay.
understands you.
And vice versa. Yeah. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. That's
right.
That's really, really needs to be on the top of your list.
Yeah. And these men do. We've shared all that past stuff. Yeah. They get it because they've been there. I'm attracting men that have been there and I've grown too with mental hospitals and stuff, manics. Yeah. They get me because I get them.
Oh, okay, and someone who is now balanced and complete in their wholeness.
Right, yeah, and I just met somebody coming out of IHOP pancakes.
Well, you can create them anywhere, baby.
I can hop to it, Nancy, hop to it.
Did you get that complete and whole now?
Yes.
No
yes.
matter where they came from, no matter what they've dealt with, that's what we all want. That's what
right.
we are all creating, is our completeness and our wholeness in this moment now.
Every
okay?
journey is perfect. Every journey is meant to be. My journey is meant to be meeting all these other people with their journeys. There's lessons to be learned.
Yes, and you want to be careful not to say, I want to keep creating lessons, because then you may not get what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I see.
Okay. All
lessons
right,
that further my growth, but further my integrity and growth
and
action.
And your wholeness and your completeness.
And my wholeness. Right.
That's
sweetness,
right.
Yes. And laughter and humor.
Yeah.
I'm a good humor man.
For sure.
A good humor man.
All right, Nance. Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Steve. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was good. Boy, you're bringing in some great stuff here today. Vicki in Florida, what's up?
Hey. Hi, Dee. I love Nance. I love the reference to a good humor man. I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have a question until your intro, and I'm going to formulate it the best I can because it's around the hurricane. It was headed my way. I did get, you know, effects from it, but when it changed track, it really changed track away from me. But in the build-up to it, I went into the radar. I watched it. I sent messages through Divine Love about balance, and that came up in your intro.
Yep.
So I'm just asking what the channels, is there a connection there?
Absolutely.
From what?
Absolutely. You had a hand in balancing the hurricane around where you were.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, sure,
yeah.
Guys. I keep saying you don't get how powerful you are.
Well, that's a great example. That's,
you know,
huge to me. Yeah.
Every day when I do the breathing exercise, I say, I am California and big rain and love.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just keep seeing the rain here in a balanced way. You know,
in a balanced way.
We've had
now
two storms in the last 2 months. It's a start. But what happens is everybody starts doing this stuff, and then you stop doing it. You stop doing it a week in or a month in, or you have to continually create, guys. Continually create. And then every day shows up as your creation. But if you do it for a month, it'll show up 2, 3, 4 weeks later, and then you haven't done it, and then you wonder why it stops and turns around and doesn't show up because you stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Well, with the hurricane, you know, there's so much hype around it, and there's so much fear around it, and I just tried to sit quietly with it and just talk to Mother Ocean and just say, I know you need to balance. And I know this is part of your, yeah.
And they're taking me to, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. And it's coming in so fast. Hold on. There's two different adaptations that the hurricane is showing you the force of energy. Of how much energy you can have when you focus it.
Mm.
Okay? I mean, look at the energy that was that hurricane.
Yeah.
That energy is available to all of us. And we have to direct it through love in a balanced way.
Okay.
The other addendum here is I don't think I have enough energy to make a difference. Nothing I do is going to affect this cyclone. Nothing I do is going to affect rain in California. Nothing I do is going to affect my money. Nothing I do is going to affect the health of my body. That's out of my hands. Nothing is out of your hands. Nothing is out of your power of working with energy. But you got to do it, guys. And the first thing is know what you want. And the second thing is commit to it and create it through love.
Okay. That's a good example. I had winds and I had, you know, storm effects, but I didn't have what I would say, you know, was a real problem. It passed through. I was without power and things like that. But now let me ask this. Should I, you know, it, I ask it to balance, and yet a lot of people were wiped out by it. And
yeah, because
should I have,
Vicki, as you believe, it's delivered to you. So all the fear that the media stirs up, you know, a lot of people didn't leave. They were told to leave. They didn't leave. So that's a decision around energy where they get to experience the consequences of not listening to themselves or the people that are advising them. So, you know, I said to Lanny, we were watching some of this as I was balancing around it. And, you know, they were interviewing some people that had kids. They had little kids, and they decided to stay in their house, and they had to be rescued.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
There's always people that do that. I know. Yeah.
Well, so you can't create for other people, Vicki.
Right. And I guess that's what I'm looking for, that answer. It's like, while I got protected, I didn't, my balancing didn't help further south.
Oh, yes, it did. It did help. But, when the majority of the energy is united into one intention, that's when things shift. Okay? You're seeing that. You saw that around the abortion issue in Kansas.
Yes.
The majority of the energy came together and went, no freaking way are we doing this. And then it changed. So right now, the majority of energy in Florida, God, I'm going to get heat for this. That's the highest word, is victim energy.
Yeah.
We're old. We don't have control. You know, we just live in the path of hurricanes, and that's just the way it is. We can't do anything about it. Yada, 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 yada. And again, if you don't know that you are the God of you and have control and dominion over your energy and the energy around you, you don't. And it's like they keep showing me Abraham Hicks. I remember when I first started listening to Abraham Hicks, and she said, don't you understand that chaos can happen all around you and it doesn't affect you? A tornado can go through your neighborhood, and if you're in your knowing and creation, your house stands.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yeah.
You know, but our mental mind then gets all up in it and go, are you kidding me? That's stupid. That's, you know, and then we're
right.
We're
right. Right.
So,
you question it.
Yeah. And when, you know, the channel says that biggest sin we get do against energy is to doubt.
Beautiful.
So,
yeah.
All right. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. That was great for everybody.
You bet. Hey, we're going to Ilka in Florida. Hi, you're on.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, I have my own question about some pain that I have in my neck, but if we have a minute, I really wanted to say something profound about the hurricane.
Sure.
Is this because I'm a powerhouse, that's why I visualize the hurricane stopping and we're protected? Is it that's why for 4 years after we moved here from Michigan, that's why we never got hit by one? Or is that the question?
The right question, and that's a true statement. Yes.
Wow, that's great. I keep posting people to do it together with me at the same time, so it's more powerful.
Good for you. Good for you. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it, Ilka.
thank you. I have this pain in my neck and shoulder since May, and like somebody told me that I have C4C7 out of alignment.
Yes, you
bone,
do.
Whatever. Should I do more emotional healing and breathing, or go to chiropractor, or get to one of the healers?
You need to be adjusted, honey. A good chiropractor can do it. An osteopath.
Is it the one that I'm going to right now? Is this
no.
a good one, or should I? No.
No.
I got to get to the NUCA specialty one.
There's a higher choice for you, yes.
So the healers from a long distance, they can't really help me with the...
Is that the right question? I get a no because...
I have one in Virginia in UK, and there is one here in Delray Beach, Joe.
Yeah, but when I say you believe they can adjust this, I get a no. It's a pretty easy adjustment, Ilka. Just find the highest chiropractor in your area. I get he's in your area.
What do you think about Vanessa? Is she the right one?
Well, honey, there can be several
because I went to some since
right
May and
ones.
I spent like $2,000 and nothing is changing. And
have you had any kind of x-ray?
Oh, yeah, they did x-rays. They did adjustments. The first one, I spent $1,500. The one right now, he's not really a specialty, NUCA or Atlas orthogonal, so he just kind of does more of a very strong, more of an aggressive kind of type, pulling and drilling, and but it's not changing much. Vanessa is another NUCA chiropractor, so I don't know if I
can
should...
Can she help her? Is that the right question? Everybody wants the highest answer. I get Vanessa can help you. And that could be you go to see Vanessa and Vanessa sends you someplace else. Or it could be you go to see Vanessa and Vanessa knows what to do. But Vanessa is a higher choice for you than the guy you're going to.
Okay. So the other heroes, they can do much long distance?
No.
Kind of over the phone or whatever? No.
Mm-hmm. No.
All right. Well, I appreciate you so much.
Well, hold on, Ilka. Now they want to give you the energetic cause behind. Oh. All right, guys. Here we go. I brought this on the show last week, I believe.
I wasn't able to be with you last time.
Okay, well, go into the archives, but I'm going to go over it again right now with everybody. Okay, so can you turn your volume down a little? I keep hearing myself talk. Thanks.
Oh, is it me or no?
Well, I think
are you talking
it's you.
To me or no?
I'm talking to you.
Oh,
I just
sorry.
Keep hearing the delay. Anyway, let's move on. Okay, so we all know that we're 90% water, give or take, and water retains its memory from the beginning of time. So a lot of these things that are located in our bodies are sense memories of things that happened to us in past, present, and future lives. I was having a lot of lower back issues, Ilka, and they, when I finally sat down and went, all right, I'm done with this, I want to know what I can release. And they said, it's sense memories from past lives. And they showed me a past life where somebody took a 2x4 and hit me in the small of my back, which is where all my problems had been. Okay? So basically, what they're telling me to tell you is you were hung. And
oh, hung, because somebody told me my head was chopped. So
that too. That too.
Both? Wow. Different times.
So you've got a lot of sense memories right up in where your neck goes in your shoulders. Is that where it bothers you?
So if I do forgiveness prayers and kind of the
I'm gonna walk you through it right now, and I'm advising everybody to do this. For any sense memories that I am holding in my body, in my energy, anywhere around afflictions that have occurred to me in past lives, present, or future lives, I don't want you, I don't need you. I am releasing all of these memories that are stuck in my water, my cells, my energy, and my sense memories. I'm releasing you now, and I'm directing my neck, my back, whatever it is you're working on, to be free and feel good now. And they're suggesting you do that for the next 4 days.
To say these words and all the...
Well, it's not just words. It's a direction. Okay?
Yes,
you are commanding your energy to follow this direction. Okay? Will you let me know, please?
I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Appreciate you. Love you.
Love you, too. All right, guys. That's it for today. Tried to get through as many of you as I could. Gosh. I just so love being here with you. I got up and I thought, wow, am I able to do the show? And the channel said, absolutely, you got 6 hours, you can do this. And it's been a great show for me. So let's say it together. Come on, loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.